everyone, and welcome back to the Restring Society. We have an exciting and possibly terrifying topic for y'all today, the Illuminati. This is a wide topic, and there are many conspiracies within this topic, so let's just jump right in. A huge thanks to Complex.com for our information.
So, the Illuminati actually did exist, and a ton of people knew of it at one point in time. It was started back in May of 1776 as the Order of the Illuminati, founded by a guy named Adam Weishaupt. The group was originally secret, so there isn't much about them, but we know for sure it initially only had 5 members.
The group opposed the Roman Catholic Church's power over things such as science and philosophy. They sought to free themselves from the restrictions they were under from the church and the government.
However, they didn't stay a secret for long. People began to gossip, and there was speculation about the actual mission of the group. The group grew exponentially from 5 members to thousands.
Because of the mass amount of people joining, it was harder to stay hidden, and when a new ruler took over Bavaria in 1777 and made secret societies illegal, this was the supposed end of the group. Many groups since then have tried to claim that they were linked to the Illuminati, but none ever had much power.
This is where the group became a conspiracy. Many believe that the group actually continued after the ban and are currently still in operation. So let's talk about some theories as to what the modern and previous Illuminati actually want. So our first theory is by Ernesta Helen Webster, and it says that the Illuminati was actually run by Jewish people to spread communism and capitalism to divide the world, then rule it. I don't know. This is outrageous. I'm just gonna say, run by Jewish, in all caps, to spread communism.
That sounds like Hitler more than anything.
Yeah, I would say that. I'm not sure that that's right.
That's definitely not right, because the Jewish were literally put in camps because they didn't want to go into communism.
Yeah, no, they were literally put in concentration camps
and killed because they didn't want to spread communism capitalism.
Millions of people killed. I'm not really sure that this was their
correct.
Yeah, I'm not really sure that this was like their original plan. And who knows, maybe it got to that point and it ended before, you know, the whole World War II situation happened. But that's a stretch. I don't like that.
All right, so our second theory is Christian fundamentalists. The New World Order would be a sign of the coming of the Antichrist.
Who knows? This is interesting. This is an interesting one. There's not a lot to, like, unravel here. It just kind of is what it is.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty interesting. We love it. We love conspiracies. And a lot of others have conspiracies as well. Do we think any of the ones that we've just mentioned are plausible? Because I don't.
No, because the Jewish one makes no sense.
Yeah, the Antichrist, who knows? It'll be interesting, yeah.
Okay, guys, let's talk about the major celebrities, politicians, and more people who claim are part of this elite group, like Beyonce, that whole family, Jay-Z, Kanye West, LeBron James, Kim Kardashian, Rihanna, Lady Gaga, and a lot more. Also, Barack Obama, both Bushes, Hitler, obviously, and Justin Bieber.
Yeah. So basically, I guess I probably should have put maybe a little bit of something in there, that the theory about all of these people in this is that they are trying to still, you know, make a new world order, but all of these celebrities are pulled into this to help basically brainwash us into all of this, which is it's crazy.
I mean, I would believe it.
I mean, who knows? There's a lot of celebrities that use, you know, that Illuminati triangle in their cover art, who, you know, do different triangle signs at sporting events. Come on, leave Barack out of it, though, man.
Yeah, Barack Obama would never.
No, he would never.
He's too
much. The Bushes, yes. Justin Bieber, yes.
Hitler, yes.
Yeah, no, definitely. But Barack Obama, man, the man's a sweetheart.
I love him.
Yeah, let him and his wife live in peace and harmony and but love and happiness.
I do feel, he's great. I love him. Who doesn't? But I do, if people found more evidence about the whole celebrity thing, I'd probably believe it, because they do have a lot of influence on today's world because
they do.
Of their status, I guess, like mm-hmm. their whole fame and fortune kind of
especially
makes
the Kardashians.
Yeah. Yeah. They definitely like can make would probably be part of the Illuminati and then influence others as well in the near possible future.
Yeah. And finally, let's talk about some events that people link to the Illuminati. Starting off with the JFK assassination. So, there's a lot to that conspiracy. We'll get into, we'll maybe do an episode on the JFK assassination.
We should.
So there's a lot. So we won't really give away a lot on that one. But, is it possible? Maybe. If you give me proof that the Illuminati exists, I could probably find something to link it to the JFK assassination. But
true.
Who knows? There's also a link to the Princess Diana killing.
There is. Okay. But there's another thing about the royal families. But I hope they make that a podcast.
Oh, my God.
So.
We're going to make that a podcast. Stay tuned. We have so many ideas.
the moon landing.
Yes.
That's not real. Sorry. All you moon landers. They're not. It's not real. There's the flag waved. There's no air on the moon.
You got a point. Maybe we should have done a whole episode on the moon
landing. We'll do that. We'll do another episode on the moon landing too.
Yeah, we'll do on that too. And then there are also possibly 9/11.
Probably. There's like all these things that happen. I feel like they always say the Illuminati did it?
I know, I feel like everything.
Well, people are evil in this world. You can't just say and write it off as the Illuminati.
Yeah, you know, do I think any of these specific things that we've just mentioned are related? Not really. They were all happened at very, very, very different times.
Yeah.
Except for the JFK and the moon landing. Those kind of happened actually very similar time periods.
Who has enough time to do both?
It's true. Come on. Who can't do both? They got to focus on one thing. Got to focus on one thing. Who knows? Maybe we'll find the answers for you, but we may not make it back on another podcast to share our findings.
If we die just now,
it was the Illuminati.
We just said it's true. The government? What?
It could be the government, too. Well, we said a lot on here.
Yeah.
It could be anything, honestly, at this point. people might think, you know, we're a little crazy.
We are.
That's true. It's so true. Is that all we got? That's all we got.
Alrighty, guys. This is all we have for you guys today. We hope you enjoyed.
This is Red Street Society, signing off.